You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Welcome back, guys. This is Band Geek episode 51, which is part two of our live Band Geek podcast. On July 19th, we did a live gig at Katie's in Smithtown, New York, and it was awesome. And we're going to be breaking it up into three separate shows because we did three sets. So if you missed last week's show, episode 50, go back and listen to the first set. This is episode 51, the second set, and this was really cool. We did awesome songs, and I think you're really going to like it. Just a quick recap on who's playing. On drums, we have John Michelli from Meatloaf. On bass, we have Danny Miranda, also from Meatloaf. On guitar, we have Andy Graziano. On keyboards, we have Andy Ascalise. Our vocalists are Jarrett Muff Pressman and my wife, Anne-Marie Castellano. I'm also singing and playing guitar. Last week, we had special guests, including my father, John Castellano, and Joe Cumia from the bands 2U and Almost Journey. This week, we ramp it up a bit. Our special guests will be Eric Bloom and Buck Dharma from Blue Oyster Cult. And I know a lot of people have been waiting for this. And a really cool thing is that we don't do the obvious songs per se. We do some interesting covers that I think you're going to like and really get a kick out of. I know a lot of people are wondering, where are the videos from this gig? Well, we do have videos and I'm going to put them up. But right now I'm in the middle of a very busy gigging schedule. So as soon as that slows down, I'll be editing the videos and I'll put them up for you so you can see them. And they'll be up on Facebook and our YouTube channel and all that stuff. Before we get started, let's take care of some business. Please help support the Band Geek podcast by using our Amazon link. It's very simple. Before you do your shopping on Amazon, just go to www.riotcast.com/bandgeek. At the top of the page, you'll see an Amazon banner. Just click that before you do your shopping, and then when you check out, a small percentage of your purchase will go to supporting our show, and it helps us keep going, and we really appreciate it. Another thing you can do to support Band Geek is rate and comment. Wherever you listen to the show, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever, rate the show and leave comments. That helps people learn about the show, and they'll see your recommendations and say, hey, maybe I should check this out. So here we go. Band Geek episode 51, which is part two of the live podcast. Enjoy. Switcheroo here for a second. On drums right now, our keyboard player, Andy, who's a very amazing drummer.
Oh, hi there.
Play drums on this tune.
Oh, hi.
And Anne-Marie's going to play a song on guitar. Now, normally, when I see a chick with an acoustic guitar, something sort of mellow happens, but I don't think that's going to be the case right now, is it?
Nah.
Here we go. Hey! Okay. Now we're gonna do something completely different again. I don't want this. That's right, we're gonna take you back to the Red Lion right now. Okay, fine, I'll talk about it. You guys have been to the Red Lion? Danny had a band. I'm gonna say Danny had a band. And actually, Rob DiMartino's here, who's played gigs with us as well. Where's Rob? Hi, Rob. We had a band that we... Oh, hey, there you are. All right, you can go back out now. Thanks. Thank you. No, thank you. We had a band, actually our friend Vinny's band, Baby Johnson, and we used to play at the... Baby Johnson? Oh, yeah, I just got that. We used to play at the Red Lion, and here's one of the tunes we would do. And I'm going to tell this story right now because it's wildly inappropriate. We were playing at the Red Lion, and I called my wife Anne Marie up to sit in on a song. I'm sorry, Danny. I called my wife Anne Marie to sit in on a song, and she's sitting there, and she's singing in front of the band. And all of a sudden, a 22-year-old girl with a giant chest stood right in front of the stage and started dancing. But Anne Marie was blocking Danny's view. So Danny, all of a sudden, I saw a hand come out of nowhere and actually shove Anne Marie to the left.
True story, bro.
He did one of these.
It's all right. We're bros. It's okay. He can do that. It's cool. You're good. Anytime. I got you. Wingman extraordinaire.
Okay. So here's a song that we used to do from the old Red Lion days. We haven't done this on Band Geek yet. So I guess we're doing it now on Band Geek. Okay, here we go.
Let you go, baby. But now since I've
try something. If it's terrible, we'll stop doing it rather quickly. But if it's great, we'll keep doing it for a little bit. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to bring my dad up as an icebreaker on this. Yeah, I'm going to bring you up right now. Just grab the microphone. Okay, and we need someone else to play against him. Hey, Rob, do you want to come up? Okay, you know what? Muff, you're gonna play against him for now.
You got
okay?
It.
We're gonna now, Dad, this is a game we used to play when I was a kid, and you got this game, and it was a lot of fun. It wasn't inappropriate. It was a game called Encore. Do you remember that game?
Kinda sort.
You were awesome at it. But that was a long time ago. Alright, this is something we did on the podcast. It could be fun, it might be fucking terrible, but we're gonna try it anyway. This is the
So
far the game sucked. No, Encore, what it is we're going to pick a song lyric or a topic, and these guys have to rapid fire think of songs with that lyric in it or of that subject. And that's pretty hard. The harder part is us, the band, we have to try to back them up on those songs, whether we know them or not. So if we know it, we'll play it. If we don't know it, we'll play it badly. So, okay, and we're going to try this and see how it goes. I've done this in my house, but never in front of people. That's what Pee Wee Herman said. Right? No, okay, anyway, so...
You're so topical.
I'm topical from 20 years ago. Okay, Muff, why don't you go... you know the words, and you know the topic, so you're going to cheat a little bit, but this is like our trial game.
Should I read the words?
Yeah, you should read the words.
I never played this game.
Oh, so we're going to go back and forth until someone gets stumped. And, like, if someone takes more than, like, 5 or 10 seconds to think of something, they lose. So, okay.
You guys can count down to make it extra uncomfortable for them.
Right.
So, yay, participation. Okay, the first word. Who's going first?
Muff will go first.
Okay, Muffery. The password is... hard.
It's been a hard day's night. And I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get up to you, I find a thing that you do to make me feel alright.
Alright, pretty good.
Okay, you're up, John.
Hard. Say a song with the word hard in it.
It's hard to believe.
Hard to believe what?
You gotta sing it.
It's been a hard day.
I'll put you on the spot, come on. A song with the lyric hard.
Maybe hard to handle.
Okay. That was a good first volley. What do you got, Mom? Yeah, until someone gets stumped.
I'd like to phone a friend. Like to phone Richie Castellano.
Okay. I forgot we can do that. It's like that show.
Richie is a lifeline, and you guys will also be a lifeline.
Let's see. All right.
That's a little ironic.
B minor.
Hold me now. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to know.
Are you cheating?
No.
Wait, is she?
Take it so hard, Keith Richards.
Do you know that song?
Hey, the band, get off
Can you sing that song?
No, he told me a song. He knows it.
Hey, you weren't supposed to.
Anybody in the audience know a song with the word hard in it?
Easy to be hard. Read on night.
Read on night? Yes, easy to be hard.
Can you sing that song, Dad?
How can people be so heartless? No, I can't.
Okay, so you're out for this round. Nice round of applause. Does anybody want to try to challenge Jared here?
Come on.
Winner? Joe Libretti? Did Joe Libretti want to try to challenge him? I heard him say yes, I can't wait to do it. All right, so you know what? I'll challenge him just for one more round of this.
Okay.
Let's do it. Come on, motherfucker.
That's not fair.
What?
What?
You know
what?
All the songs.
What? Let's go.
No, he doesn't know all the songs.
Here we go.
Yeah.
He ate all the pies.
The next word is blue.
Go ahead.
Am I blue? Am I blue? I'm telling you me too. Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you?
You only know that from Batman.
I do only know that from Batman. Go on.
Blue morning. Oh. Blue day.
Blue morning, blue day. Can't you see things my way? Blue morning, can't you see what your love has done to me? Nice.
Alright.
Blue moon.
You don't even like jazz.
You saw me standing alone. Say no words, it's good.
In my heart.
Are you looking up the answers?
No.
Hey, give me the phone. Give me the matzo phone.
Nope. Ready? I just thought of this.
You just thought of this?
I just thought of this.
What?
Give me a job, give me security. Give me a chance to survive. Try one more word.
Blue moon. No.
He's got to lose first. 10.
He's already lost.
9, 8, 7. Phone a friend. 6. Ask the audience. 4.
I phoned a friend. I phoned John Castellano.
3.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. You get ready now, go get step on my blue suede shoe.
Yeah, thank you, Dad.
Does it count if I sing something by Blue Oyster Cult?
No, it does not count.
10, 9, 8. Phone a friend or something.
Can I phone you because you have the answers?
No, I have the answers. You can't phone me. Somebody else take the answer. I got to play songs.
Do it.
Blue Christmas.
Yeah, good one. I was thinking that one.
It's been a blue.
I'm Jewish. I don't know any Christmas songs. I'm sorry.
You got fucked by your Judaism again.
All right, so I lost that room. Let's do one more word.
Okay. You want to do a category this time?
Let's do a category.
Okay, a category.
All right,
I
got a good category. All right, since we're in Long Island, songs about New York.
You want to go
first?
Hey,
you can't give it away. Stop it.
Start spread. What can we play this? Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York. New York.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. I'm in a Connecticut state of mind.
Double points because we're in Long Island.
That's right.
Yeah, but every Billy Joel song is about Long Island.
Well, we're living here in Levittown.
Smithtown.
And there really isn't much around. In the autumn time, the leaves turn brown. It's about the... In New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Let me inspire you. Let's hear it in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. You can do it in New York, New York, New York.
Challenge.
This is only because you reminded me that the song is about New York.
Well, I'm on the Downeaster, Alexa. And I'm cruising through Black Island Sound. I have charted a course to the vineyard. But tonight I am Nantucket bound.
Let's keep playing, it sounds good.
I took out diesel out in Montauk yesterday. There's the New York.
I will forfeit to you because that was a very good. Okay, thank you for indulging the band geeks. We're going to bring up our next super super duper special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Buck Dharma. Buck's in the bathroom right now, so ladies and gentlemen, we're doing. Guitar that Andy just handed me. Look at this. Does this not scream band geek? Look at this thing. Is there like a horns on this too? Is there like horns also? Awesome.
Would you like to switch?
Okay. Octave schmoctave.
Everybody.
Hey Muff, I'm gonna have to also ask for your
can you hear me?
McDonalding. Eat McDonald's in front of everybody.
Fine, Richie, I'll put this back on.
Alright. This is another yacht rock song, I guess. This is as yacht rock as it gets, this song.
Which is weird because we've never been on a boat.
Can you explain what yacht rock is to everybody?
Yacht rock is rock that takes place at sea.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Again, thank you for nothing. Okay.
Ambrosia. Yeah.
Kenny Loggins.
Little Riverman.
Yeah. Loggins, just, Oates, and Messina.
Andy just reminded me of something. If you are in the Staten Island area, if you want to go all the way and make the 2-hour trip from here, and you need musical equipment, you can buy this lovely instrument and others like it at Castellanos House of Music in Staten Island, New York. 3 convenient locations. Why you drive all the way out there is beyond me, but if you happen to be there... We're going to have an online store, so we'll ship it right to you.
Yeah.
All right, before
Meet
we
get, my dad for lunch.
Before we get started, I'd like to give away another CD, since okay. Buck's on stage. Yeah. Who in the audience knows what the name of this guitar is?
It's got a special name, though.
All right, I heard a lady in the back.
I think that was Alex. Alex, you win.
Come on up, Alex. Take your pick.
And the answer was...
Hey.
The cheeseburger.
The cheeseburger.
Pick whatever you like. Very nice. Okay, let's do it.
You can't win unless you answer, folks. As I say this with a wig.
Oh yeah, four on the floor, baby. Give me that People's Court bongo thing. Oh, so the do People's Court, yeah, that's the reverse. Okay.
Very nice. One, two, three.
Mr. Wynn.
Okay. Here at Band Geek, we like to make dreams come true. So we're going to make someone's childhood dream come true. Joe Cumia, can you come on stage, please? Now, Joe, do not fuck up, okay?
We're gonna trade licks on this. We're gonna.
Okay.
Thank you.
Make that check payable to Richie Castellano, okay? We're going to bring up another special guest, Mr. Eric Bloom! And Andy, please come up, because I don't know how to play keyboards in this song. When I asked Eric if he wanted to do this, he picked this song, and I was blown away because this is one of my favorite songs. Hey, Dad, you want to play on this too? We need Bucks Boogie.
I don't know.
You got it? Let's do it once.
I didn't practice this. I didn't look up the lyrics.
Oh, Muff, can you give him the lyrics?
So I have no idea.
Muff? Where did Muff go?
I'm just gonna wing it. I can't read that anyway. Make it big. How do you do this again?
We'll all sing it together.
We were in freaking Ontario yesterday. What a pleasure. What a pleasure going through the United States Customs. They make us bend over. Excuse me, what's in this suppository?
Baby, Do a BOC tune just to make it right.
Yeah.
Buck will sing this.
I'm burning, I'm burning for you.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. That was amazing.
Wow.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you all again soon. Thank you, Brian. Yeah, see you again.
We got one more song in this set. Yeah, one more song, and then we're gonna take a break. A few years ago, I did a song on YouTube, split screen. I did all the parts, and we're gonna try to do it live now. And it's a big pain in the ass, but we'll see if we can do it.
Trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again, if nothing really matters, too late. My time has come. Send shivers down my spine, but it's aching all the time. Goodbye. Everybody, I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth. Mama, I don't wanna die. Sometimes wish I'd
can't do this.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. All right, so that was part two of the live podcast. And the next episode will have the third and final set. So check it out, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.